Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing? I'm just about to go speak, so I'm a little bit nervous.
But... Cool. We're here in the PDC Meal Hall, right?
Yeah, with the AstroTurf. Pretty cool, pretty cool. We're going to have a game of soccer here right after breakfast.
Awesome.
Are you in?
I suck at soccer, but
okay.
Sure.
Well, so do I, so we'll be on opposite
Well,
teams.
If I tell the attendees of my talk that I'm not going to be there because I played soccer, that might actually be expected based on my recent... trend of being a little bit late, but they probably wouldn't be too happy.
So what's going on in your world?
Well, for the last 6 months, I've been really involved. Well, I moved to the WCF team from MEF, and I've been...
So wait, you're not the MEF guy?
Well, I seem to still be from a Twitter perspective, but basically, yeah. It's funny, I'm about to go to Norway to present. They're like, we know you're doing this HTTP thing, but can you also talk about MEF? So I'm stuck with it. I worked too hard to establish the name.
Reluctant MEF guy, that's your new title.
I love MEF. I mean, MEF I think is great. Now I find people that want to use both, so that's even kind of cool too. But
cool.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I joined the WCF team to really help work on our HTTP strategy. Mm-hmm. And what we've been trying to do is bring our HTTP platform forward. We support HTTP today. We started in .NET 3.5 with our web HTTP.
Right.
We've heard a lot of stuff from customers who've kind of been hitting brick walls that want to do more. They want more control of HTTP, more control of formats. We see folks like Sebastian Lamla and others out there in the community like Mike Amundsen that really care about REST and building these more enterprise scale, maintainable, manageable apps that really leverage the power of HTTP. So we've been making deep investments to make that happen and to help simplify our WCF story. Right? We know there's a lot of folks that just care about HTTP, and we want to give them a story that's really targeted for that.
Okay.
And one of the things that I'm really excited about is when I joined the team, I went out and got into the community and went to a lot of thought leaders both in the .NET open source community, the Java community, and the Ruby community. And they've all been working with us. People like Ian Robinson, who wrote the new REST in Practice book, and Mike Amundsen, and Sebastian Lamla, author of the great Open Rasta, which is one of the best RESTful solutions we have today. And they've all been working with us, and we've been working together, iterating, and they've been helping us, tell us which scenarios are important, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And now, by the time you watch this video, we'll have announced a new CodePlex site, which I'm really excited about.
All right, cool.
WCF.codeplex.com. That is, as long as the publish button didn't break when I went and pressed it within
my
talk.
Come on, man, it'll work.
This will be future.
Yep.
But, yeah, so we're putting the source out there for everything that we've been working on.
Everything.
Everything that we've, not all of WCF,
okay,
but all the new stuff that we've been working on,
yep,
which includes some special things for jQuery, some special sauce if you want to expose your services to jQuery front ends,
yep,
some really cool typeless dynamic stuff so you don't even need types on the server.
Nice.
Really, really cool stuff that we've been working on that we're now putting out there for the community to work with, and it's early enough in the cycle that we can really take that feedback and drive that into the product.
Great. So you're going to put this out on CodePlex.
It is. All the source is there. It's not under an open source license yet.
Yep.
We went with the MVC type license, but everybody can look at it, use it, fork it within your companies.
Right.
You just can't redistribute it.
And give you feedback, and you are probably going to incorporate that feedback into the rest
of it. We will, of course, take all that feedback in, but we really want people to road test this.
Yep.
And it's early, so being clear, you know, there's always this trade off between do we get stuff out there late that's really polished when it's too late to do anything,
yep,
or do we get out there early when it's rusty,
yep,
but it's good because
Here's a beta, and oh, by the way, we already have
the release product. The word beta on CodePlex, but only from the release type, because we have done a good amount of testing and other stuff, so we think it's solid, but it's still completely malleable.
It's a beta with room for feedback.
It's not a beta in the sense of it's not like beta 1. It's just that on CodePlex you have three statuses.
Yep.
One is stable, the other is beta, and then the other one is alpha. And we said it's not alpha, it's not stable, which is like released,
yep,
so we're going to call it beta. But it is definitely not in our minds like this is the beta.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
So I'm really excited. Our team, and this was really a great team effort across WCF. This was not like a one-man show. Our whole team was committed to this, and that's why I am ecstatic that we're actually going out there. And I really want people's feedback. I look forward to hearing what you have to say, and, you know, don't be bashful.
Yep.
And less is more is another thing. We're really focused on not about trying to solve every single problem. And also, just to clarify the REST thing, this is not about REST. This is about HTTP. REST is an architectural style of applying the HTTP protocol that is applied on top of the HTTP protocol. So we want to make sure that we support REST, but we're opinionated about HTTP. So everything that HTTP says you should be able to do, we want you to be able to do, which we believe, and the people that we've been working with that I mentioned have told us, is the right move, because a good HTTP platform foundation will allow you to do as much REST or as little as you would like.
Nice. All right, so WCF.codeplex.com.
WCF.codeplex.com. Say it to yourself.
So WCF.codeplex.com.
WCF.codeplex.com.
Well, that's really awesome. Congratulations.
I got to get going.
All right, man. Good luck in your talk.
Thanks.